Our report to the community, FY 2018. The Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated. From jigsaw puzzles to jet airplanes, the century of the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated. Photo with caption, Lighthouse facility on the Seattle waterfront in 1925. Photo with caption, the lighthouse employee in the early days of machining parts. Photo with caption, senior aerospace production worker Rachel Talley. For most of us, the words "you're hired" mark the beginning of a long journey, a career with a gently sloping line that charts increasing responsibility and the wages that come with it. But for people who are blind or deaf-blind, the beginning of that journey can feel more like scaling a mountain. At the Lighthouse, we're empowering people so they can earn a paycheck, acquire independence, and join a community of people who rely on them from day one. We see those impacts every day, the head carried a little higher, a smile that comes a little quicker, a stride that's a little bit faster. These things say, I am contributing. I am needed here, today. When a handful of local women incorporated the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated in 1918, they couldn't have imagined the thousands of lives they would touch. One of several independent organizations founded in major American cities at the turn of the century, Seattle's outpost was established to help soldiers returning from the Great War. As these young veterans struggled with the new limitations created by their injuries, the Lighthouse was there, teaching them how to make brooms, mops, and jigsaw puzzles to be sold to the people of Seattle. What started as a small, local effort took a giant leap in 1938, when the Javits Wagner O'Day Act first encouraged organizations like the Lighthouse to compete for government manufacturing contracts. Since then, our employees have made compression sacks, collapsible shovels, and hydration systems for the military. In 1951, we began an enduring relationship with the Boeing Company, starting with simple machining and assembly work and gradually increasing our manufacturing capabilities as the aerospace industry evolved. With the signing of our most recent contract in 2018, our employees have begun manufacturing 5,000 modern nylon aluminum stretchers for the Army. That project brings our story full circle, from giving purpose to wounded veterans back in 1918 to saving injured soldiers on an entirely different battleground. Since then, we haven't stopped looking for ways to expand our product lines and offer new opportunities for our employees. We opened the doors of our first base supply center in 1999 in Fort Lewis, WA, and today we are operating 7 BSCs along the West Coast. In 2008, the Lighthouse opened a new facility in Spokane, Washington, manufacturing whiteboards and easels in partnership with ACCO, employing 60 people who are blind. In 2009 and 2010 we expanded into service businesses, launching the Contact Center in Seattle and Contract Management Services in San Diego, CA. And in 2016, we opened a facility in Somerville, South Carolina, to serve our longtime client Boeing, with 14 employees. The site quickly became the state's largest employer of people who are blind. Our relationship with the world's premier airplane manufacturer may have begun as a charitable cause, but today our employees are considered part of Boeing's workforce. We look at the Lighthouse not only as a value to our community and the great social mission they perform, but as an extension of our own factory, says Jack Meehan, the emergent and manufacturing services leader for the Boeing Company. We're enormously proud of the Lighthouse's ability to support our community for 100 years. But our work isn't done. 7 of 10 adults who are blind are unemployed, and that number is even higher for those who are deaf-blind or blind with other disabilities. We're determined to change that by offering classes in Braille, by teaching new software skills, and by training our employees on how to use cutting-edge manufacturing equipment. In the next few years, the Lighthouse aims to expand our capabilities and geographic reach while showing our sister agencies how technological advances can open new doors for people who are blind. People like Samantha Porter, who moved from Wisconsin to Seattle to work at the Lighthouse 7 years ago, and Paul Ducharme, who learned need of the Lighthouse at our annual Deaf-Blind Retreat and now shares our message with new audiences through ProTactile American Sign Language ASL. Turn the page to read their stories, and to see how you've paved the way for more stories just like theirs. Timeline of Lighthouse Milestone Achievements 1918, Articles of Incorporation for the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated signed in Seattle, Washington 1925, Lighthouse facility on the Seattle waterfront opens 1951. Contract with the Boeing Company 1964. Lighthouse merges with Hand Precist, Incorporated 1967. Relocation to current Seattle facility in Rainier Valley 1972. First deaf-blind employee hired 1999. First Base Supply Center BSC opens 2008. First Lighthouse facility opens in Spokane, Washington 2010. Contract management services open in San Diego, CA, and contact center established in Seattle, WA 2013. Spokane facility expansion groundbreaking 2016. Third manufacturing facility opens in Somerville, South Carolina 2018. 100th anniversary of the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated. Samantha Porter 2018 Employee of the Year. Photo with caption. Production Lead Aerospace and Interact Employee of the Year, Samantha Porter, at her workstation at the Seattle facility. Samantha Porter is a resilient young woman with a bright future. Originally from Wisconsin, Samantha first heard about the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated in 2011 when she attended the Deafblind Retreat on Hood Vale in Seabec, WA, and moved to Seattle to begin working at the Lighthouse 1 year later. The retreat is full of deaf-blind people from all over the world, and it was an amazing experience for me, she says. I promised myself that someday I would live in Seattle because the community and weather were perfect for me and my vision condition. Once at the Lighthouse, she moved quickly from working in the packaging department to production lead aerospace, where she has been for 6 years now. Samantha was voted by her peers as the 2018 Indirect Employee of the Year. She's driven to succeed and has learned lessons about how to be a leader. Working at the Lighthouse has taught me how to be professional, how to be sensitive to others, and how to be flexible and strict at the same time, she says. Samantha is going through the Aerospace Joint Apprenticeship Committee's AJAC Industrial Manufacturing Technician Apprenticeship Program to learn critical industrial manufacturing skills in safety, industrial manufacturing basics, production processes, machine maintenance, shop math and communications. After she completes the apprenticeship, Samantha will be able to teach employees who are blind and deaf-blind about aerospace manufacturing. Samantha has faced adversity in her life. When she was 14 years old, she learned that she had Usher syndrome, which causes partial or total hearing loss and vision loss that worsens over time. It took time for her to adjust to the news and to find her path forward. It took me 3 years to adjust, and I finally learned to accept my identity. I am proud to be deaf-blind. Like many others who learn Pro-Tactile American Sign Language ASL, she has realized the benefits of it. I am starting to use Pro-Tactile ASL a lot, even though I can still see well. I just completely fell in love with it. It's hard to describe, but for you to experience it, you have to have an open mind and open heart, and you can experience life with the people around you. As for her future, Samantha plans to keep learning and growing. It's frustrating because there's no prediction on how changes to my sight will occur, or when it will happen. You just have to embrace your life and keep going. That's what I am doing now. I am grabbing my time to travel the world as much as I can, so I can embrace the memories that I have in my head as my imagination. Honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything to restore my vision. I do have bad days, but it doesn't mean that I have to give up. If I gave up, I wouldn't be here to tell this story. What we've made. Photo with caption. CNC specialist Mike King. 3,918,338 is the number of manufactured office products, defense products, and machined parts made by Lighthouse employees who are blind and deaf-blind. This includes over 1 million ability in government and military products, almost 200,000 ability in office products, and more than 2.5 million aerospace machining products. Who we are. The Lighthouse is the largest employer of people who are blind west of the Mississippi and is the largest employer of individuals who are deaf-blind in the United States. Our employees who are blind work in every department of the organization, from production and manufacturing work to management and leadership. Hiring and upward mobility. 39. Number of new employees hired who are blind, deaf-blind, or blind with other disabilities. 9. Number of employees promoted who are blind, deaf-blind, or blind with other disabilities. Employee breakdown. 485 total employees, 218 employees who are blind, 30 employees who are deaf-blind. 25 employees who are blind with other disabilities. Employees who are blind by department pictured. The vertically stacked graph with colored bars showing the percentage of total Lighthouse employees, along with the number of employees in each department. 3.5%, 9 employees, employee and community services 7.5%, 21 employees, service businesses, base supply centers 10%, 28 employees, admin/HR, accounting, communications, production support 29%, 81 employees, aerospace 50%, 134 employees, defense and office products. Quote, I am back to doing what I love, interacting with customers daily. The difference between the customer service jobs I had previously to now is that today I have the privilege to work for an organization that puts accessibility first and that makes all the difference. Mecca White, Contact Center Representative, Seattle, WA. Photo with caption, Lighthouse Contact Center Representatives Mecca White, Robert Studebaker, and Ramon Rodriguez. Paul Ducharme, 2018 Employee of the Year. Photo with caption, Machine Operator Aerospace and Direct Employee of the Year, Paul Ducharme, at his workstation in the Seattle facility. Paul Ducharme's upbeat personality and sense of humor comes through the moment you meet him. Originally from Connecticut, Paul moved from Boston to Seattle in 2008 to work for the Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated. 10 years later, Paul was elected by his peers as the 2018 Raymond W. Hayman Direct Employee of the Year recipient. He had the opportunity in April to attend the National Industries for the Blind NIP conference in Virginia with other employees of the year from associated NIP agencies. The Lighthouse is a wonderful place. It's a community. The level of accessibility can't be beat. You can access lots of different services, have the opportunity to learn new skills, different machines, and cross-train. There's also a lot of fun going on here, he says. Paul first became aware of the Lighthouse in the 90s when he was at the annual Deaf Blind Retreat on Hood Pine Vale in Siadec, WA. When he visited the Lighthouse on a day tour, he learned there were deaf blind people running machines, and it left an impression on him. I grew up working, it's part of my character, Paul says. I was used to doing office work, but when I lost my vision, office work lost its purpose for me. Working at the Lighthouse was Paul's first experience in a manufacturing setting. I'm not much of a handyman, I wasn't even very good at hammering in a nail, he says. But now I'm pretty good as a machinist. Paul spends most of his time running the clicker press, which is used to cut felt. Initially he was a bit nervous running a machine, but once he was properly trained and realized it was safe, he got used to it. In the past 3 years, Paul has also become an everyday Braille user by taking advantage of the Braille literacy classes at the Lighthouse. Paul's goal is to become a Braille instructor in the future. Along with Braille, Paul uses ProTactile American Sign Language ASL to communicate. People always think that being deaf-blind is a quiet experience, but once you connect through touch, it's energizing. It's not a matter of faster communication, but more nuanced communication. ProTactile ASL uses techniques that give more information on your back or legs. When I'm presenting to a group, for example, there's a ProTactile interpreter who will stand behind me and give me visual or auditory information from the audience, and let me know whether they're smiling or frowning or yawning. I am able to have a better rapport with the audience, and adjust my presentation accordingly. Before, I didn't know what was going on with the audience at all. Though more and more people who are deaf-blind are familiar with the Lighthouse and encouraged to move to the Seattle area to join the deaf-blind community, Paul would love if the Lighthouse deaf-blind program could exist in every state. There are people who can't pick up and move, and it would be great to see the Lighthouse model everywhere. Empowerment through employee and community services. Photo with caption, Lighthouse production worker Jolyn Page Leff introduces her guide dog during a school tour. In addition to providing employment opportunities, the Lighthouse offers a wide range of programs and services for employees who are blind and deaf-blind. Computer training classes, Braille courses, our acclaimed deaf-blind retreat, and deaf-blind community classes, as well as a program to educate elementary school students about blindness are just a few of the employee and community services we offer. $6,765. Average cost of services per person per year 30,718. Total hours of service delivered 400. Total people served by ECS. People served by ECS pictured. The vertically stacked graph with colored bars showing the percentage of total people served by ECS, and the number of each segmented group of people who received services. 58%, 233 employees who are blind 19%, 76 community members who are deaf blind 10%, 39 employees who are deaf blind 7%, 28 employees who are sighted 5%, 20 community members who are blind 1%, 4 community members who are sighted 5,018 financial information unaudited revenue. Manufacturing aerospace, $14,330,000 defense, $31,850,000 business office products, $12,560,000 services-based supply centers, $24,850,000 contract management services and other, $730,000 manufacturing and services sales, $84,320,000 ECS contracts and fees, $260,000 cash contributions, $1,150,000 investment returns, $910,000 expenses personnel, $28,470,000 manufacturing and retail materials, $42,720,000 facilities and infrastructure, $6,120,000 administrative expenses, $3,630,000 professional services, $1,870,000 other income and expense, $1,150,000 employee and community services expenses pictured, the vertically stacked graph with colored bars, labeled with the percentage of total ECS expenses, as well as the dollar amount spent in each category. 20%, $550,000, interpreting services 19%, $530,000, ECS administration 14%, $390,000, accessibility 12%, $330,000, orientation and mobility 10%, $280,000, deaf blind retreat 9%, $250,000, employee support services 9%, $230,000, blind and deaf blind computer training are locations pictured, 8. Map of the continental United States with numbers highlighting each facility or location per state. Washington 1, Seattle facility, Seattle, WA 2, Lakewood office, Lakewood, WA 3, Spokane facility, Spokane, WA 4, JDLM Express / Web Fulfillment, Joint Base Lewis McChord, WA 5, Civilian Base Supply Center, Joint Base Lewis McChord, Fort Lewis Main Post, WA 6, Civilian Base Supply Center, Joint Base Lewis McChord, McChord Field, WA 7, Civilian Base Supply Center, Joint Base Lewis McChord, North Fort Lewis, WA California 8, San Diego Facility, San Diego, CA 9, Civilian Base Supply Store, Fleet Readiness Center, San Diego, CA 10, Civilian Base Supply Center, Naval Air Warfare Center, China Lake, CA 11, Civilian Base Supply Center, National Training Center, Fort Irwin, CA 12, Civilian Base Supply Center, SPWAR, Point Loma, CA 13, Contract Management Services, SPWAR/NAVSUP, San Diego, CA Nevada 14, Civilian Base Supply Center, Naval Air Station, Talent, NV South Carolina 15, Somerville Facility, The Lighthouse 4, The Blind, Incorporated 2501 South Plum Street, Seattle, Washington 98144-4711 www.lhblind.org. Connect with us. Facebook, www.facebook.com/weblink. Twitter, twitter.com/weblink. YouTube, www.youtube.com/weblink. LinkedIn, www.linkedin.com/weblink. Instagram, www.instagram.com/weblink.